This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. Sci-Fi Noise is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Now, I am taking part in the 2014 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, which is basically the challenge to see if you can do 30 podcasts in 30 days. Now, because I have so many different podcasts, I can spread the wealth amongst the different feeds so that I don't burn any one audience out. Shortly before I started the challenge, I asked for questions on Facebook. Oh, by the way, you can follow me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Derek Coward, D-E-R-E-K-C-O-W-A-R-D. And one of the questions that I got was from my friend Ed Moore, who does does so many podcasts. I don't think I can remember them all. He does Dance Fever, Marvel Bronze Age, The Ronin Rabbit, The Mighty Thorcast, Emerald Archer, more MMA, and possibly maybe one or two others. I just cannot remember right now. Anyway, he just asked a question, which is the type of question that I don't like, and he knows it. It's probably why. Well, I don't know. The question is, what's your favorite sci-fi movie and why? He knows that I hate questions, unqualified questions like that. Like, what is your favorite anything, you know? Get specific. But, he asked, what was my favorite comic book character? And so I, on Comic Book Noise, went on, like, blah, 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 like a 10-minute ramble about how I hate these kind of questions. And then he followed up by saying, well, I really just gave you that question because I wanted you to talk about Grendel. So I don't think he really knows that much about Grendel. I'm not sure. And I'm just wondering why he didn't say, hey, Derek, why don't you talk about Grendel? It's funny because I have a Grendel podcast. But anyway, I could try and figure out which property he wants me to talk about. Because he also asked me who's my favorite sci-fi television show, which I'll be talking about tomorrow. But that one is actually a lot easier than what's my favorite sci-fi movie. Okay, but anyway, the type of movie. It's really weird because I'm sitting here thinking about it. I've been thinking about it ever since he asked me, because out of all of the other questions, some of them that he asked, I can just easily just disregard because I find it very hard to believe anybody has one favorite character, one favorite comic book character. Anybody has one favorite anything. So I wasn't as thought focused. I don't know if there's a word for that. I wasn't very concentrated on answering those, but rather just giving a scattershot answer. And then I realized in my scattershot approach, I missed a bunch of characters, and I had to do a part two, and that's why I had to put off the sci-fi TV question until tomorrow. But movie, you see, there are a bunch of different types of sci-fi movie, and I'm not talking. All right, let me just break it down like this. All right. Sci-fi comedies. Okay. I do not like Spaceballs. I'm just going to come straight out and say it. I know a lot of people love that movie. It's too wacky and zany for me. You know, I like comedy, but I like my comedy that's just not downright foolish, right? With the exception of the Three Stooges. Because you're not looking for any sort of pathos at all when it comes to the Three Stooges, right? You don't want those guys to be human, all right? You just do not. Because in that case, one of them, well, then they all have like, they're all sociopaths. So like, they all have absolutely no regard for human life or safety. But that's the Three Stooges. I guess my favorite would probably have to be the movie I saw this past weekend, which was Guardians of the Galaxy. It wasn't billed as a straight comedy, but it was a fun movie with a lot of funny parts. Maybe a lot more than was actually needed for a science fiction / superhero movie. So I guess for comedy I would go with that. I guess I can just fall back on post-apocalyptic. I like those kind of books. I like those type of movies where they have to like reconstruct civilization. I don't know why, but I always like them. I guess my favorite zombie movie probably be the Dawn of the Dead remake with Ving Rhames and Sarah Polley. And I think that Ty Burrell from Modern Family was in that movie. I can't really remember 100%. It's been a while since I saw it, but my favorite part was the beginning when everything was like going to hell. Oh, you know what? Shaun of the Dead. Yeah. I think Shaun of the Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy to me are on that same level of enjoyment. And Shaun of the Dead will probably have to be my favorite zombie movie, with Dawn of the Dead remake a very close second. There's something about being like trapped in some place with impending death all around you that really just makes me know if there's a zombie apocalypse, just take me out on the first day. But let's just go straight science fiction. Now I'm thinking, okay, but should it be a franchise movie or should it just be a standalone? This is why I hate favorite types of questions. You know, give me something I can really put some thought into, because I can just sit and say, oh, Star Wars, Aliens, Alien, you know, stuff like that. But and by the way, Star Wars is different. I refuse to call it by that name they tacked on later. To me, it's always going to be Star Wars. I think that a lot of people forget what that movie must have been like for 10-year-olds who'd never seen anything like it before. You know, there were movies that had special effects that were as good. You know, I'm thinking 2001: A Space Odyssey. You know, but that was from the mindset of, how old was I, 9 or 10? Huh, I can't remember. When did it come out, 77? So, yeah, I was 10. Well, I'm going on 10. 2001 A Space Odyssey, to a 9-year-old, was a boring movie. You know, I had seen it when I was like a teenager, and I had no appreciation for it until I got, after I read the book and I actually saw the movie again. Then I gained an appreciation for it and the filmmaking that went into it. But as a younger person, it was just a load of boring. It was one scene after another of boring. But Star Wars was just not like that. I think a lot of people forget that. Now, Star Wars is just part of the overall culture. You know, you can make a Star Wars reference, and even people who haven't seen the movie will probably get it, right? And there are people who haven't seen the movie. But at the time that it came out, it was amazing. You know, I remember we had a film projector. I think most families had those. This is a little, I think it's called an 8mm film projector. And I actually had like a thing that had selected clips from Star Wars. I'll bet that thing's probably worth a little bit of money now. But I remember watching it over and over again. And it had a lot of TIE fighter scenes in it, you know. It was just really cool. It had a really good story. It had Darth Vader, who was like one of the baddest badasses that you could ever see. Even though he didn't really do a whole hell of a lot, he was one of those guys who you saw and you wanted to know more about him. And then eventually Lucas told us way more than we should have known about the character and sort of ruined it, if you ask me. I don't care about him as a little boy. I don't care about him as a whiny teenager. Didn't care about him as a whiny young man who kills children. And has affairs with women who had to be about, 20 years older than him? Yeah, I think people forget that part. But, And how did he find out Luke was his kid anyway? You know, it's one thing when you didn't know about his past to sit up there and, you know, he says, "Luke, I'm your father." And you think, oh, damn. He was, or whatever he said. Because I know there's somebody who's listening. Well, that's not what he said. Yeah, okay, whatever the fuck. You could sit there and think, oh, wow, so he knows he's his father. You know, he knows that this is his kid and he's still going after him. You know, you can think, oh, man, this adds some complexity to it. But once you realize that he didn't even know that she was pregnant, he didn't even know that there was another one, you know. It's just like, how did he know? Now, you know, now I look back on it, and that whole part, which was just an amazing plot twist at the time, which, of course, I knew about before I even saw the movie because my uncle has a big mouth. Now I just look back, just like, It's one of those cases where further revelations about Darth Vader has ruined that movie for me. Okay. Not completely ruined it, but I would much rather watch Star Wars than any of the other ones. So that's why it's probably my favorite. But then you have Aliens, you know? Why do I keep saying that? Alien and Aliens, to me, just a great 1-2 punch. Just so great. I loved the first movie, you know. And then after all those years, they came back and said, yeah, we're going to have a sequel. Me, my cousin, and some friends saw that the first weekend. We may have even seen like 2 or 3 times that weekend because it was just such a good movie, you know. It wasn't a sneak around in the dark type movie. It was, regulators mount up, we're about to go kill some shit type of movie. And it just worked for me. It just worked for me. Yeah. And then there's the first two Terminator films, you know. Terminator 84, I saw that in the theater. Terminator 2, I saw in the theater the first weekend. In fact, it was like the first showing, the first weekend. I wasn't working. My uncle took me to the movie, so it was just me and him. We saw that movie. I think that was like the last movie we saw together. He's still alive, but it was the last time we went to the movies together. I want to say the first was a Kung Fu flip. I can't remember though. The Terminators. I'm not a big time travel fan, but I do like plot twists and the whole thing about John Connor and Kyle Reese. That was just like a great plot twist to me, you know. Just really super enjoyable film. Second one, just those effects, you know. And the really good thing about those movies, about those two movies, is it had good special effects, but it also mixed it in with some good stunt work, you know. Even the third one had really good stunts. But nowadays, you know, good stunts have just been replaced with CGI. So I don't know. I guess those would be some of my favorite science fiction movies. And although I think most people who know me know what my answer will be for tomorrow's show, but tomorrow I'll come back and I'll talk about my favorite sci-fi television show. So, and if you don't want to come back, it's Babylon 5.